Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm returning callbacks. How can I help you today, ma'am?
Is this with sample gadget options or something?
Yes, ma'am. If you can give me your zip code, ma'am.
29646.
9646. And what is your name?
Kathy Esco.
Okay, Kathy, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And the last part, your name?
ESCO.
ESCO. Okay. Hold on just one moment, please. Okay, I found your account, Ms. Esco. Hold on just one moment. Could you verify your mailing address?
112 Old Woodlawn Road, Greenwood, South Carolina, 29646.
Thank you very much, and thank you for waiting. I'm waiting for your account to pull up. Just one moment, please. Oh, we're doing a little slow today. Thank you for waiting.
No
Oh, here
problem.
we go. Thank you very much for waiting. Kathy, what I'm showing here on your account, there was 6732 charge for you. Okay? And
Yes.
on 12/3, you paid seven, I'm not seven, I'm sorry, 574 for a pot and pan set for shipping and charging. It's called crew
Yes.
set. Okay, so when you did this, Kathy, the 574 was did for shipping and handling. It hasn't been shipped to you for a reason because this was an exclusive campaign offer, which was a sweepstake. So it entered you into where you got a discount membership. They haven't sent the potware to you because it was a sweepstake. And they have to inform you personally that you are the winner of this set of pots that you ordered. So the account is open. So you received $125 voucher to use online, ma'am, for to go shop for gadgets or any electronics that you want. You were given a welcoming gift also. So since the account is open, you did this on 12/3. They charged you 12.8 for the 6732 for the sweep being in a sweep state where your shipping was handling. So what I can do for you today, I can help you with the charge of 6732, and if you want the account canceled, I can do that for you or left open, whatever you want, Ms. Esco.
Okay, no, ma'am. I went back and looked at my pictures of this. It was a contest that you could
Yes,
enter. It
yes,
said through Kohl's, which
yes,
is a reputable store.
yes.
And I did the survey and I paid the 590 something to the shipping
574.
for that one pan.
Yes.
And I'm looking at my email. It says, "Thank you for your entry into the draw was successful. Please look out for any emails and notifications." Never
Okay.
once does it say that you are entering to another contest, you're entering to a subscription, or anything.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and you're upset about it, Ms. Esco. But what I'm saying is that you didn't know the terms and agreement. You didn't know that this pot or the pots were going to be in a campaign when you paid the seven
No,
paid the
I did
574.
not.
You did not know that. That's the terms and condition of the sweepstakes, ma'am, where they have to contact you. So since you didn't know that, and your account remained open even after you did this, that's why I explained to you how it worked, how where they haven't sent you it yes yet.
Well, I'm glad you did. And I just got off the phone with another lady who, of course, couldn't speak English, but She said she canceled my account, that she could not refund the $67, and then she hung up on me while I was looking for the email, which I've looked in my junk, I've looked in my trash, and I've looked in my normal email.
Okay, so she said she told you that she couldn't do this for you, or she canceled your account?
She said she canceled it. She gave me a cancellation number, but she said she could not refund the money, and then while I was looking for the email, she hung up on me.
Okay, let me...
That's why I'm calling back.
Okay, so let me take a look, Ms. Esco, and see what's going on. Give me a few moments.
I can give you that number if you want it.
Okay, I just need to know. Okay. So your account was canceled on 12/9, which that is today. So
yeah,
you,
she just did that then.
Okay,
but
so she
said she couldn't refund my money.
Did she say why?
No, she hung up on me while I was looking for the email.
Okay, so let me go back here, Ms. Asko. So this is the 12/3/12/3, and then they charge you on the 8th. Still yet that your account was left open, ma'am. The 6732 is valid where you are being charged with. It just can't. So what I can do to help you, I can offer you 35% of a refund off the 67, ma'am, this morning. Your account is already canceled. So
I've got a bill coming out, and I have no more money going in my bank until next week.
Okay.
I need all that money in there.
Well, I understand that, ma'am. The most I can do for you for today, I can do as a courtesy, ma'am, I can give you 50% of this 6732. I understand how you feel, ma'am. But that's the most I can offer you on this to get some of the charge, some of the money back off the charge
for you.
But
a minute ago, you said you could refund the whole 67.
No, I said you had a charge of 6732, and I could help you with that charge. That's what I said. I could never just look at a 6732 and tell anyone that. I had to look at the notes where you were right that your account was closed, ma'am. But I can offer you the 50% of that if you would like to accept it. And it'll go to your account, partial refund, or go back to your account within 3 to 5 days, business days, ma'am.
And this is a company that does this all the time. It scams people into taking money out of their account just because they sent in a shipping fee?
No, ma'am. You filled out this survey on your own. What we do is customer support. We do callbacks, which you ask for a callback to find out what's going on with your account. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at your account, and you do have a valid charge, ma'am. We try to cancel the account so you don't receive any more charges on there. I'm not with a company. I'm an employee for customer support where we try to help the customers that call us, ma'am. We don't take anything. We try to help with the charges. So if you can would like to have the 50% on there so you can get some of your money back for this charge that was left on your account, I can do that for you right now. Since your account is already closed, I can take care of that, and you can receive the partial refund in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
So what about the shipping? Since apparently I'm not going to get that either.
Okay, I can do that, ma'am. Since it hasn't been shipped, I can do that for you also, if that's okay with you. So you'll get, let me see how much you'll get back, ma'am. Hold on just one moment.
Well, it's only $5 and something. I should get it
but
all
still
back.
It's your, yes. Well, you should get everything back. But like I say, I'm here to help. We're not a company. So I'm going to do each one of these separate. We're going to start with 6732 and see how much you get back for the 50% that you accepted. So you will receive for that, you would receive $33.66, ma'am. I can have that done for you, and I will do your shipping and handling. I'll return that back to you also, ma'am. Just one moment. So this was $5.74 for the shipping and handling, and since this was a sweepstake, you have to wait for them to call you, so I can do that for you. So I'm finna do that for you right now, ma'am. Just hold on one moment. You're very welcome. Okay, it did go through the 574. You'll receive it in 3 to 5 days.
Well, you could do the whole 67, just say you screwed up.
No, because they listen to listen to the calls when we're talking. It's like I can't just give you money because that'll get me in trouble. So I have to do it the correct way, ma'am, to offer our help. My name is Yvonne, ma'am. I have to do it the correct way. So hold on just one moment. I'm finna do the 3366 partial refund to you. Get you a confirmation number, and your account is already closed, so that's already taken care of.
Like I said, I looked in my emails too, and I don't have an email for $125 gift card or gift.
That comes on. That's what I was going to remind you of. Voucher, even though your account is closed, I don't know if they explain that that's yours to keep, ma'am. Or you can go online long as it's valid. If you don't receive it, the number that you're speaking with me on, you can call back and say that you didn't receive the voucher for your account, and they will reship another one to you. So I'm finna do the 6732, ma'am, if you can hold on for me for one moment. Okay. Okay, this the partial refund is 3366, ma'am, and it did go through, so you will receive also that in 3 to 5 business days. And just one moment. I want to take care of one more thing for you, and I come give you a confirmation number to you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I am done.
Okay.
And let me save this where I explain the terms and agreement of the sweepstakes, what you were offered, that I gave you a partial refund, 3366 and the 574 for the shipping and handling, and your partial payments, 3 to 5 business days will go to your account, and I have your confirmation number, ma'am. You have a PIN.
I do.
Okay, the first is C, as in Charlie, 2631425 06, ma'am.
2631425 06. Okay.
Okay, would there be anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
Well, if I've got to call this number straight back to ask for
The number that you're speaking with me right now on, you call that number. And
but you can't help me.
I can't, like, directly help you. We'll go to a customer support employee, so it could be anyone. But you just keep the confirmation number, ma'am, and give it to them, and it'll go to your account showing that your account has been canceled, refunds have been refunded to you. Would there be anything else? Oh, and your voucher. If it doesn't come to you on your email, just keep an eye for it. Call that number also and tell them that you did not receive it, and we will reship you a new one, ma'am.
All right. Well, she said it was sent yesterday, and it, I do not see it. But that's why I'm called you on this number, so why can't I call?
So just keep checking your email. I know that's where it goes. The voucher goes there to your email, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Is there anything else, ma'am?
If I don't hit today, I'll call back tomorrow.
Okay. Have a nice day, and thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.